Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in downtown Marion, Ohio, ready to go for another show. We are live in studio, ready to take your trivia calls in just a moment. Everybody is welcome to call in, and today we're giving away a $5 gift card to Kroger. So you can go out there to Kroger and use this along with your regular grocery shopping. Or you can go in there and get you something cool to drink. Since it's been kind of warm the past couple of days, you know, get cooled off, whatever it is you'd like to buy. So that's what's on the table for today. First of all, I want to thank our supporter. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. So thanks so much to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH. Want to tell you about the show website. Check that out when you get a chance on your smartphone or your computer. RadioNate.webs.com. RadioNate.webs.com. That's WEBS. And, of course, the radio station website, which we're streaming live online right now at WWGH1071.com. All right, last week we had some hearing facts for you, and this week I have some more hearing facts for you. The size of your eardrum won't change over the course of a lifetime. It's the same from infancy to adulthood. Just past the eardrum lies the body's three smallest bones, so tiny that all three can be placed together on a penny. Wow. They also are a group known as the middle ear ossicles, but individually they are the stirrup. Each derives its name from the Latin word from its shape. The hammer comes from malleus, anvil from incus, and stirrup from stapes. Together, the three form a bridge to carry the vibrations toward and amplify sounds. The hammer is directly behind and connected to the eardrum on one end. The other end forms a hinge with the anvil, and the anvil's opposite end is fused with the stirrup. The stirrup then connects to the end of the middle ear and transmits vibrations to the inner ear through what is known as the oval canal, which is a network of passages and tubes. So there you go. There's some more ear facts for you today. And boy, I'll tell you, if you ever get an ear infection, you sure know it. Have you ever had an ear infection? I've had one so bad. I've had swimmer's ear and just a plain old ear infection. In fact, it's blocked off my whole ear before, and I could barely hear out of it. Man, an ear infection is sure bad stuff. I'll tell you what, it sure is. Well, let's get to trivia. And our phone number that you need for this is, of course, as always, 740-383-9944. Give me a call, answer a trivia question. We'll put you in a drawing for a chance to win a Kroger gift card. At 4:55 this afternoon, we'll draw a winner and give this away. So let's find out what sort of trivia we have today. The first trivia question is an easy one, so jump on this one if you want an easy trivia question, all right? What is a snickerdoodle? What is a snickerdoodle? What country grows more strawberries than any other? What country grows more strawberries than any other? The town of Bloomer, Wisconsin, calls itself the jump rope capital of the world because why? The town of Bloomer, Wisconsin, calls itself the jump rope capital of the world because why? What is it called when a second full moon appears in one calendar month? What is it called when the second full moon appears in one calendar month? 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you happen to know the answer, and I will put you up on the air. A skunk can shoot its spray up to how far? A skunk can shoot its spray up to how far? Dalmatians are born without their what? Dalmatians are born without their what? All right, here comes the first call of the day. Let's find out who it is. Hi, we're on the air.
United States raises more strawberries.
Yes, United States raises more strawberries than any other. Are you a strawberry fan?
So-so.
Have you ever gone to a farm and picked strawberries?
Oh, lots of times.
Yeah. We don't have any in the immediate area here in Marion that you can do that anymore. We had one called Crumb Strawberry Farm that you used to. Do you have any in your neck of the woods that you can still go and pick strawberries?
No, nothing close by.
Yeah, us either. But it's kind of fun to go out there and pick your own. Sometimes you can sample them as you go along and just get a little taste of them as you go.
Yep.
All right, well, I will sign you up for this Kroger gift card.
All righty,
all right, hey, thanks for the call.
All right. Have a good evening.
Hey, you have a good evening, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, David Avery with the first answer of the day. You can be can give us an answer, too, 740-383-9944. What is the name for the fear of water? What is the name for the fear of water? Can you tell me that? Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
You know, you was talking about earaches. When I was a kid, I had earaches all the time, it seemed like. You know, my best friend was a hot water bottle, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's all we had back then was the best thing to do was lay on a hot water bottle. So.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, they just, it seems like sometimes they'll just, the whole side of your face hurts. It's so bad.
Yeah, because you can't really get any medication to it is the problem, you know, it's, you can take today, they'll give you antibiotics. It might work eventually, but I think it just takes time more than anything to get over them.
Yeah, it seems like it. And I think sometimes they prescribe the same sort of ear drops for the eye as they do the ear sometimes.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure sometimes how effective that really is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they just maybe go away on their own.
Yep, I think so, yeah.
Right.
The second full moon is a blue moon.
Yes, the second full moon is a blue moon. Yes,
and,
sir.
I think it's, I forget when that is. We're going to get an eclipse, you know. Of a lunar eclipse, just of what they call one, just of the outer portion of it. It doesn't go across the main portion. We just sort of skip by the moon a little bit, but it's first one we've had, I think, since about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yep. I'm not sure. I forget now what day it is. It's within. I think it's July 4th, I believe.
Oh, right on July 4th.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
But
yes, sir.
All those, you know, I can still remember some of the solar eclipses when I was a kid. You know that we had one back in I don't know, 57 or 58. And it's memorable type things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
When it's a total, especially the sun, solar.
Yeah, the solar eclipses are pretty neat. I remember one, and you could just see the shadows moving across the ground.
Yeah.
And it was just pretty neat.
I know my dad said he had, they had one back when he was a kid that it was really total, and the middle of the day, and the and the street lights came on, and, you know.
Oh, wow.
It got really dark, you know.
Yeah.
That would have to be a perfect... I guess we're going to have one in a couple, 2024 maybe, that's going to go right over this area, very close to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a real total, you know. It'll be a lot of people travel to this area to watch it. That's a big thing for some people. They'll travel all over the world. You know,
yeah.
To see a total,
eclipse. Well, that'll be a real treat for us. For
and
sure.
The scientists like it a lot too, because there's a lot they can do when you cut out the rays, direct rays of the sun, and they look at the periphery of the sun and stuff like that through telescopes, and so.
Yeah, that'd be neat. That stuff has always been really interesting to me, for sure.
Me too. All right. Talk to you later, Nate.
All right. Thanks for calling and listening.
Yep.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. Ernie Breese all signed up and ready to go for the drawing here at 4:55 this afternoon. You can call and answer a trivia question, too, by just dialing this up at 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question, and we will put you in a drawing for a chance to win. Okay, Dodger fans use about 13,500 gallons of what topping? It didn't say in what period of time, though, so I don't know for sure what period of time, but they use a lot of this. Dodger fans use about 13,500 gallons of what topping? Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, Snickerdoodle is a cookie.
Snickerdoodle is a cookie. Is it a cookie that you like?
No.
No? I like that one, but my wife doesn't care much for that one. Too much. All right, and this is Miss April, right?
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks for the call, and I will sign you up for that Kroger card.
All right.
Thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Okay. We have to take a break. If you call me during the break and I don't pick up, hey, I'll be with you momentarily here after this 2-minute break on 107.1 FM. We are WWGH Radio.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Your
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Yeah, that's right. Just search WWGH into the TuneIn app. We'll pop right up and listen to us on that, too, on your smartphone. So there you go. Several ways to listen. We are in the middle of trivia, and you know what? I am fighting sneezes today. So if you hear dead air momentarily, you'll know I'm sneezing, unless you want to hear me sneeze on the air, which I don't think you do. So I'm for some reason, fighting's a little bit of allergies for some reason. So that goes good with the show. That and hiccups, boy, I'll tell you, when you get those on the air, those two things are just a pain for sure. Okay, trivia time is what we're doing right now. How do visitors get to the top of the 630-foot Gateway Arch Monument, the St. Louis Arch? How do you get to the top of it? Can you tell me? According to a pirate, what is Davy Jones' locker? According to a pirate, what is Davy Jones' locker? When a pirate says, "Shiver me timbers," the pirate is expressing what? When a pirate says, "Shiver me timbers," the pirate is expressing what? And there you go. There's the trivia questions we have for now. 740-383-9944. Call and answer one. I'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win a Kroger gift card. I'll give that away at 4:55 this afternoon. All right. Turning to offbeat news, let's see what we have in the stack. Looks like we have a couple stories here to pass along to you. A Quebec man preparing to finally throw out his orphaned left hockey skate 7 years after losing his other hockey skate discovered the long-lost ice skate hanging from a sign. Yes, indeed, Jeff Meldrum, 47, said he was recently going through the sporting equipment in the basement of his Chelsea, Quebec home as part of his family's preparation for an upcoming move in July when he came across his single-size 10D Reebok ice skate. Meldrum said the last time he saw the right skate was about 7 years ago when he had to leave an ice rink in a hurry when his son, Owen, then 4, fell and injured his chin. He said he kept the skate in hopes of finding its twin. Meldrum said he and Owen, now 11, were driving on the local road back on June 22nd, the same day he had decided to discard the remaining skate, and spotted a familiar-looking skate hanging from a signpost at the end of a driveway. He said, "I said to Owen jokingly, 'Hey, we should turn around. Maybe that's my skate.'" Meldrum recalled. He did, and ended up turning around, and to his surprise, it was indeed his long-lost skate. So 7 years later, he found his matching skate, and I don't know what condition they're in, but hey, maybe he's back in business and can use them again. This is an unusual Guinness record. An Idaho man with more than 150 Guinness World Records to his name took 92 hits to the face from wet sponges to break his latest record. David Rush, who breaks Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, created a video for the Ada Community Library Summer Reading Program, which took its presentations virtual this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and broke a record for his talk on growth mindset. The video features Rush recounting his journey from having zero Guinness records at age 30 to amassing more than 150 at age 35. At the close of the video, he breaks the record with help from neighbor Jonathan Hannon. Hannon threw 106 sponges in 1 minute time frame, and 96 of them made contact with Rush's face to break the world record. Hi, yeah. We're on the air.
Yeah, you have to walk all the way up to the top of that place out there in St. Louis.
Yeah, that is one way to get to the top, is to walk up to the top.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Okay.
Good. And is this Eva?
Yes.
All right. I recognize your voice today.
Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you calling. I will put you in the drawing, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. Okay, there you go. 740-383-9944. And actually, there was two answers to that question that we just had. Walking to the top or riding in one of the tram cars is two of the answers that we have for you on that particular question. So there you go. 4:37 is the time. You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. My name is Nate Redmond, your host, here in the ever-so-comfortable air chair one. And did you know today is several holidays? Yes, indeed. According to HolidaysCalendar.com, July 1st is National Postal Workers Day. National Postal Workers Day. So did you leave your postal worker a present today? I didn't, but I waved at him as he cruised past, but he didn't leave me any mail today. Nope, no mail for me today. That's good, because it's usually always bills. It's also National U.S. Postage Stamp Day today. National U.S. Postage Stamp Day. Today is also National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. You know what? We might look up some of unusual ice cream flavors in just a moment. And it's also National Ginger Snap Day. National Ginger Snap Day. My dad loves ginger snaps. And I gave him a little bag. I found a nice little box that looked like a briefcase. Nice little box. And I put ginger snaps that fit perfectly in there. And then a Starbucks gift card. That's what I gave to him for Father's Day. But he loves ginger snaps. So that's what the holiday is today. But unusual ice cream flavors. Man, oh man. Have you ever had anything that is just crazy, unusual ice cream flavors. They have like pickled ice cream flavors, man, and just different wild kinds of flavors out there. if you've had any, let me know when you call in, and let me know if you've had any strange one. There's one out there called Breakfast in Bed, which is maple ice cream with fluffy pancake chunks, salty bacon bits, chocolate covered if need be, and a maple syrup swirl. Breakfast in Bed is what they call that particular flavor. There's also Turtlesaurus Rex, which is raspberry ice cream with fudge swirls and turtle-shaped white chocolate and dark chocolate pieces. Sounds interesting. Ritzy Blitz, almond ice cream with champagne swirls with chunks of almond slices and toffee chips. Mac and Freeze, and that has different pieces of macaroni in it. It's macaroni ice cream. Don't Worry, Be Hoppy. Salted caramel ice cream with hops chunks. I don't know what hops chunks are, but there you go. That's what's in there. There's also French fried ice cream. French fry ice cream. And then here's one for the 4th of July. The Star Spangled Banner. Vanilla and strawberry ice creams with red, white, and blue sprinkles and banana chunks. How's that sound? So there you go. There's some unusual ice cream flavors for you on this ice cream, unusual ice cream flavors day. That's what today's holiday is. On this day in history, on this July the 1st, let's find out what happened in history. In 1845, uniform postal rates went into effect throughout the United States. The Act of Congress was passed on March 3, 1845. 1847, on this date, in New York City, the U.S. Post Office issued its first adhesive stamps. The two stamps available were a 5-cent Benjamin Franklin and a 10-cent George Washington. 1862, the U.S. Congress established the Bureau of Internal Revenue. 1863, during the U.S. Civil War, the first day's fighting at Gettysburg began. 1867, Canada became an independent dominion. 1874, the Philadelphia Zoological Society Zoo opened as the first zoo in the United States. 1893, the first bicycle racetrack in America to be made out of wood was opened in San Francisco, California. 1897, 3 years after the first issue of Billboard Advertising was published, the publication was renamed The Billboard. 1898, on this date, during the Spanish-American War, Theodore Roosevelt and his Rough Riders waged a victorious assault on San Juan Hill in Cuba. 1905, the USDA Forest Service was created within the Department of Agriculture. The agency was given the mission to sustain healthy, diverse, and productive forests and grasslands for present and future generations. And on this date in 1909, Thomas Edison began commercially manufacturing his new A-type alkaline storage batteries. What will we do with a type A battery? We use that thing everywhere, don't we? Kids use it in all sorts of toys. You know, you buy presents for little kids, and they come with batteries, and you better buy the batteries so the toy will work, right? Otherwise, they'll be mad that the toy doesn't work, so buy those type A batteries. But no, we use, you use type A batteries and just about, you know, everywhere you turn. So thank goodness for Thomas Edison and inventing and manufacturing his type A battery. That was on this date in 1909. Well, it's break time. We got to hit that. We'll come back and do some more trivia right here on Offbeat News and Trivia. See if we can get some more answers to these trivia questions. Thanks to our regulars that have given us a call so far. Thanks to Eva, April, Ernie, and David for phoning in so far, and we're waiting on your call too. So if you try to call during the break, I'll just put you through and we'll get to you as soon as we get out of the break right here on your station, your talk station, 107.1 FM. We are WWGH.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, here we go. We are back, and my wife Amber sent me 12 strange but real ice cream flavors. 12 strange but real ice cream flavors. Listen to some of these. Horse flesh. Yes, there's actually an ice cream flavor called horse flesh. Probably sort of a joke flavor, but one that's available out there. Pickled mango. Corn on the cob. There's one called foie gras. Not even sure what that is. Pear and blue cheese. Ghost pepper. Bourbon and cornflake. And fig and fresh brown turkey. Let's see, that wasn't quite 12, was it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, guess 8. There we go, 8. 8 strange but real ice cream flavors. Unusual, right? Boy, oh boy. Would you try them? If they were available, would you actually try them? I don't know if I would or not. Depends on if I had the stomach for it that day. Who knows? All right, more trivia. Let's see if we can get some questions answered here at 740-383-9944. Call and answer a trivia question. I'll put you in a drawing for a Kroger gift card. We'll give that away coming up at 4:55 this afternoon, coming up in just a few minutes. A skunk can shoot its spray up to how far? A skunk can shoot its spray up to how far? Dalmatians are born without their what? Dalmatians are born without their what? What do you call the brain cells that send and receive signals? What do you call the brain cells that send and receive signals? What is the name for the fear of water? What is the name for the fear of water? Dodger fans use about 13,500 gallons of what topping? Dodger fans use about 13,500 gallons of what topping? According to a pirate, what is Davy Jones' locker? According to a pirate, what is Davy Jones' locker? When a pirate says, "Shiver me timbers," the pirate is expressing what? When a pirate says, "Shiver me timbers," the pirate is expressing what? Can you tell me the answers to any of these trivia questions? We'll put you in the drawing for a chance to win 740-383-9944. Just call and answer one, and we'll put you in the drawing for a Kroger gift card. Does that sound good? All right. Okay, I'll tell you a little Ohio-based story now. In the early years of the 20th century, when the river trade was flourishing and the city was one of the largest in the nation, Cincinnati decided to build a subway. The major impetus was the draining of the Miami and Erie Canal, along which the subway would be built. The idea was really originated in 1884 when the Cincinnati Graphic printed an illustration showing trains chugging along underground in an old canal bed covered with a new street. After their remarkably brief golden era, canals quickly became a nuisance. Many were partially drained, and their muddy bottoms were used as refuse dumps, which made only the mosquitoes and garbage companies happy. Since the Miami and Erie cut right through the heart of the city, it was a particularly eyesore in Cincinnati. In 1912, a plan was made to build a 16-mile rapid transit rail system in a loop around the city, with a branch going underground and heading downtown. There were several delays, World War I among them, but the 2-mile underground portion of the subway was finally completed by 1923. By then, inflation was caused the budget for the long-awaited system to skyrocket. Central Parkway was built atop the underground tunnels, opened in 1928, and that seemed to be as much as Cincinnatians were willing to do to fill their transit needs at the time. Then, in 1929, any consideration of paying for more construction evaporated when the stock market crashed and the country plunged into the Great Depression. Over the years, Cincinnati grew, but not nearly as quickly as the subway's conceivers had hoped. Today, it's only the third largest city in the state. A 1948 study finally mothballed the subway for good. Through efforts to do something with the tunnels have been ongoing for more than half a century. Ideas of including a bomb shelter, a shopping and nightlife district, and a massive wine cellar, those proposals for another underground rail line, there's also proposals for another underground rail line. Many people have heard of the subway, but the Queen City's best-kept secrets is the fact that sections still remain, include all four of the stations put in during the initial construction. So Cincinnati's subway just kind of sits there dormant, and then that'd be kind of cool to make it sort of a shopping and nightlife district. It might be something kind of unusual. All right, 2 minutes left until we do the drawing. Anybody want to call here at the last minute and answer a trivia question, get put in the drawing. 740-383-9944. A skunk can shoot its spray up to how far? Dalmatians are born without their what? What do you call the brain cells that send and receive signals? What is the name for the fear of water? Dodger fans use about 13,500 gallons of what topping? It's a hot dog topping, I'll give you that much. According to a pirate, what is Davy Jones' locker? When a pirate says, "Shiver me timbers," the pirate is expressing what? Those are the trivia questions we have for you. 740-383-9944. Weird word of the week. This week's weird word is anchorite. Anchorite. A-N-C-H-O-R-I-T-E. It's a person who has retired to a solitary place for a life of religious seclusion, or a hermit. That's what it means. The English noun anchorite or hermit comes from the Middle English. So that is where it comes from. And it entered English in the 15th century. Anchorite. That's our weird word of the week for this week. A person who has retired to a solitary place for a life of religious seclusion, or hermit. So I wonder if that would kind of be a monk. I don't know. Maybe so. All right, it's drawing time. Here we go. Time to find out who the winner is going to be. We've had several calls today, and I appreciate those that did call in. So let's mix everybody up and find out who the winner will be. And the winner for today, for the Kroger gift card. Let's go Krogering, Krogering. How did the song used to go? Or did it go Krogering the better way to shop? Did it go like that? I don't know. But the winner is April. April, congratulations, April. You are the winner of the Kroger gift card. And if you would like to send me your address so you don't have to come down to the station, you can send it to me, radio8osu@gmail.com, radio8osu@gmail.com, or call me as soon as the show is over and give me your address that way. You know the number, 740-383-9944, and I'll send it to you through the mail so you don't have to come down to the station with all this COVID stuff going on and around. And so there you go. Congratulations, April. You are the big winner for today. Well, I've still got 4 minutes to talk to you, and I'm going to tell you a patriotic recipe. How about that? I've got Wave Your Flag Cake. Wave Your Flag Cake. You can find this on my Facebook page, Radio Nate. You don't have to be my friend to check out Radio Nate. Just search it into your Facebook search engine. Search Radio Nate and I'll come up. Here's what you need for Wave Your Flag Cake. 4 cups fresh strawberries divided. 1 1/2 cup boiling water. 2 packages of Jell-O gelatin, any red flavor. You need ice cubes. 1 cup cold water. 1 package prepared pound cake cut into 10 slices. 1 1/3 cups blueberries. 1 tub Cool Whip whipped topping. And here's how to make it. Slice 1 cup strawberries. Cut remaining strawberries in half. Add boiling water to gelatin mixes in large bowl. Stir for 2 minutes until completely dissolved. Add enough ice to cold water to measure 2 cups. Add to gelatin. Stir until ice is melted. Refrigerate 5 minutes or until slightly thickened. Meanwhile, cover bottom of 13-by-9-inch dish with cake slices. Add sliced strawberries and 1 cup blueberries to thicken gelatin. Stir gently. Spoon over cake. Refrigerate 4 hours or until firm. Spread Cool Whip over dessert. Top with fruit to resemble the U.S. flag, using strawberries for the stripes and remaining blueberries for the stars. And there you have Wave Your Flag Cake. So if that sounds good to you, travel on over to Radio Nate on Facebook, and you can copy and paste that and print that out and take that to all your 4th of July parties. Well, I hope you all have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. I believe Marion's having fireworks, so enjoy the fireworks that Marion's having. I believe MONN TV is having some parades, I believe, or at least some walks, some patriotic walks, one of the two. So you can take those in. And so there's some things going on. So just enjoy it while you can. I guess it's time for me to go because my voice is gone. So it's time for me to say bye-bye. There's a lot of great programming straight ahead. Again, congratulations to our winner, April, on the Kroger gift card for today. Thanks to everybody that gave us a call. I appreciate all my listeners out there very, very much, and all my callers. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful 4th of July. I'll talk to you next week, 4:15 to 5 o'clock.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the Talking Place.